Well, NBA legend and former 76er Dikembe Mutombo has died at the age of 58 after a battle with brain cancer. Mutombo spent 18 seasons in the NBA after starring in college at Georgetown, playing for the legend John Thompson. Now, his NBA career spanned from 1991 to 2009. Now, one of the greatest shot blockers in NBA history, he was a four-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, and he was a key part of the 2001-76ers team that advanced to the NBA Finals, acquired in mid-season with Atlanta. In 1.5 seasons with the Sixers, he averaged 11.5 points, 11.2 rebounds, and 2.4 blocks per game. He also spent time in the NBA with Denver, Atlanta, Houston, the Knicks, and the Nets.
The Eagles were no match for the Buccaneers, and now, Dave Uram, they've got 2 weeks to figure things out.
Ian Bush, tons of question marks about this team, and why not? When you put that on tape, how can there not be questions?
Mike, I was optimistic going into this game, based on the fact that the Eagles really seemed to rediscover what they could do last week against the Saints.
Yeah, but you have to have a new strategy every week.
Merrill Reese and Mike Quick calling a 33-16 loss at the Buccaneers on WIP.
Boy, does this team need the bye.
Will that fix things?
I don't know. I certainly hope so.
Bad tackling, ineffective defense, too many turnovers, lack of production on offense. It's a long list of bad that Nick Sirianni's birds have to fix.
It's going to have to start with fundamentals. Then it's going to be looking at where, you know, what kind of positions we're putting the guys in. But yeah, we didn't play well enough, like you said, and coach well enough fundamentally, penalty-wise, everything.
Well, additionally, quarterback Jalen Hurts had more turnovers and more outside noise about whether he can be the guy going forward, even with what he has accomplished so far. Hurts was asked if he and Sirianni will talk about the message or how they want to handle the rest of the season now that they have a couple of weeks.
We have our moments.
Well, October 13th is the next game at the Link against Cleveland. Phillies closed the regular season with a 6-3 win at Washington. 95 wins, second best record in baseball. Game one of the division series is not until Saturday. Phillies have workouts for most of the week to remain sharp, or at least hopefully remain sharp. Trey Turner believes the adrenaline of the postseason locks you in even with a 5-day break.
I think it's just an excuse if you want it to be, or it's a good time to rest if you want it to be. It's whatever you want it to be, really. We're going to prepare. I think, you know, it's going to come down to who plays better baseball at the end of the day.
That sounds from NBC Sports Philadelphia. So the Phillies are off today. They'll have a mandatory workout tomorrow, an intra-squad game Wednesday, an optional workout on Thursday, and Ian, a mandatory workout again on Friday.